Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
You're listening to KBIA, and this is Off the Clock, a weekly guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Festivus, whichever winter holiday you celebrate, it's hard to miss the fact that the season is upon us. Especially in Colombia, where stores, banks, even the hospital have suddenly turned twinkly. This week's show is no different. Think of it as the audio equivalent of Christmas lights. Our first story is a look at redemption and giving back. We head down to Jefferson City for it. The Missouri Quilt Guild and the Missouri Department of Corrections teamed up for a second year of the Fill Your Stockings Restorative Justice Program. At the Algoa and Jefferson City Correctional Facilities, offenders sew Christmas stockings that are then donated to area food banks. KBIA's Elizabeth Troval spoke to inmate Stephen Pine about his newfound passion.
I work a job from 5 in the morning till about 9, and then after 9 o'clock in the morning, I come down here, and with having to leave for lunch and evening meal, I average about 7 hours a day. When I got here, I had a pretty bad past with prison issues and things, and just decided, I had 3 grandkids now, and I just decided it's time to do something to turn that around, and this came available, and I jumped into it, and I haven't stopped for, about 6 months? I'm older, so I remember Christmas as a traditional Christmas with a lot of glitter and things like that. And I just used scraps and pieces, and each stocking was individually made as I went with the scraps and pieces that we had. Like this one I'm showing you is a John Deere, and it's the John Deere material. It's like 4 or 5 different pieces of material, of printed material, left over from somebody's projects. And we utilized it to make the body of the stocking, and then a different print with hats on it to make the lace. Major money for that they make from the stockings goes to the elderly people, because they're the ones that utilize the food pantry the most. And the elderly people is where I got the knowledge that I learned everything from. And at the time, you don't know that. You know, you think, but later on down the road, you realize how much wisdom that you gathered from what you did here, and wished you would have listened to all of it, so you would have had a lot more. I feel like everybody has to start somewhere to change your life, and this is a good start for me.
That was a piece from KBIA's Elizabeth Troval from the Algoa Correctional Facility. You're listening to Off the Clock, and I'm Scarlett Robertson. Certain Scrooges might lament that Christmas is for kids, but who better to appreciate the holiday? There are presents, Santa, and maybe best of all, winter break. With that in mind, we head back to Columbia, where students from the Lee Expressive Arts Elementary School took a holiday tour of Chancellor Brady Deaton's house. KBIA's Etienne John was there.
About 60 kindergarten and first grade students are gathered in the parlor room of the chancellor's residence, dressed in bright reds and greens. Standing in front of the Christmas tree, they look at ornaments they've made and given to the residents a couple of weeks ago. Lee Elementary art teacher Anne Mayer says the ornaments were inspired by fairy tale books and include clay gingerbread men and pipe cleaner fairies. They are all related to a class the children had.
This has been an annual thing, and we always work with the classroom teachers. The classroom teachers have been working on fairy tales, so the tree decorations and their songs all relate to that sense of story and character, and it's been a real fun unit.
The residents' special events coordinator, Lacey Yoder, says this is the fourth year the residents has worked with Lee Elementary to connect with the children.
About in November, they start to make ornaments that they put on a tree here in the residence. And so then two people from our staff, our office, go and help them to hot glue all their ornaments together and meet the students. And then the students come to the residence to see all of their ornaments on the tree that have helped to make the residence decorated for the holidays.
Wearing sock puppets on their hands, the children sang the three little kittens that lost their mittens. Lee Elementary music teacher Susan Altomary says this annual event means a lot.
Well, it gives the children a chance to perform. It gives them a chance to share their learning and to culminate some of our projects that we've been working on in a beautiful setting.
Yoder agrees.
One of Ann Mayer's biggest motivations is to get these young students out into the real world, she calls it, and interacting with the community around them, contributing to it, and also sharing their innocence and art and joy with the Columbia community.
Chancellor's wife, Ann Deaton, says it's the highlight of the season to see the children's faces bright with hope and joy. Yi Qianzhang, KBIA News.
And that's it for Off the Clock this week. Remember, podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kbia.org. And after searching long and hard for a fun seasonal tune, we'll leave you with this one from Tokyo's all-female band, Shonen Knife. Here's Sweet Christmas.